There's some
yes.
question.
There is a question from Pavan Krishna Prabhu.
Yes.
What kind of tolerance did Mahaprabhu mention in his Sikshastakam? What in particular should we tolerate?
Well, Srila Gurudev, always getting to the heart of the matter, or to the fine point, he said, tolerating that which is intolerable. Because we could make a case that some things are, we have to tolerate all kinds of things every day of every life. So he's ratcheting it up a little bit to get more specific and saying, to really benefit from this instruction, to tolerate that which is just intolerable. So sometimes that's in the form of circumstances, other people. We can say like adidevik, adiatmik, adibhotik. That's in a general sense. We know in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is telling Arjuna, matra sparshastu kaunteya, shitoshna sukadukada, agama paino nityas, tangs titikshasva bharata, titiksha, means tolerance. And he's saying the world is like seasonal changes. The old cliche or joke, at least in English, they say, you know, everyone talks about the weather, but no one does anything about it. Because you can't. You have no choice but to tolerate it. If it rains, what are you going to do? You can't. You're not Krishna, running toward Govardhan Hill where his Leela Shakti shields him from raindrops. Right? So not a drop of water touches him. Not being Krishna, we can't expect this. Not a blade of grass moves without the will of God. But all others find themselves in another position, a position of having to tolerate. So Krishna is telling Arjuna, these things, happiness, distress. And someone's happy, they're depressed. And you have to tolerate it. Told in some place, devotees, they don't go too much in either direction. Just recognizing this is the cycle. That's what he's saying. Happiness, unhappiness, comfort, discomfort, an opulent situation, an impoverished situation. Tongs titikshasava. You have to tolerate. So Guru Maharaj will say, that's message of the Bhagavad Gita. That's a type of tolerance. But Guru Maharaj will say, and thematically, of course it's correct understanding, saying the Bhagavatam takes it to another level. And the verse, tattenukampam susamikshamano bunjana evatma kritam vipakam, says that samiksha means to examine, susamiksha means like to scrutinize, that whatever intolerable, to stay on theme here, whatever intolerable circumstances we find ourselves in, that if we look deeply, if we can look beyond the superficial and look deeply, behind it we'll see the friendly hand of Krishna, that this has not come to take me down, but rather to promote me. Another meaning of examine, unlike in the other sense, examination. generally, students don't like tests, examination, which includes sometimes the flash quiz. I mean, suddenly in the middle of the lesson, teacher says, close the books, and gives an unexpected test. There are certain tests that are expected. Right? Also in the life of devotee, they can expect certain things. Test. But sometimes in the middle of the lesson, close the books, flash quiz, an unexpected test. The students would be wrong to think that their teacher is cruel. And, oh, what a cruel teacher we have. She's giving us this test now unexpectedly. No, the teacher is concerned about the welfare of the students, the education of the students, wants to make sure that they haven't become inattentive in their lessons and are only making a show of attentiveness or grasping the subject matter. So the flash quiz, the unexpected test, is also meant for promotion. All examinations are not meant to fail students. They may sometimes, in their self-pity, think, this is unfair. But it's not so. And the teacher's purpose is not to fail them, have them fail, but for them to be promoted to the next level. So, Durgam patastat kavayo vidanti, on a spiritual path, Durgam, Durga, in this sense means obstacle. And the Upanishads, there are many obstacles on the spiritual path. So, have to see things with the proper angle of vision. So Guru Maharaj is telling us, the Bhagavatam says, try and look beyond the immediate unpleasantness or undesirability of the circumstance and see what's going on in the background, how Krishna is dealing with me in a way that will promote me. So often Guru Maharaj invokes Hegel, saying die to live. And that's how the intolerable can be tolerated, that as we are at present, it's intolerable, then we'll have to die as we are, to live in a plane where the intolerable is tolerable. Unless we think that that's something that only we have to deal with, the great devotees, they have to deal with that. What to speak of the great devotees? Krishna himself, how tolerant he must be. We were speaking recently about his aspect of Paramatma. And sometimes I think about that, not only with regard to myself, but everyone, and what Guru Maharaj calls the whole animation, meaning every living being. The Paramatma is there accompanying the jiva, and we can say, in modern terminology, is non-judgmental, passive. What sort of tolerance does there have to be to accompany these jivas through all these circumstances, of one life, sometimes in the lower species here, where it's like a zoo. There's no need to go to a zoo. We have our own zoo here, especially at this time of year. And what to speak if it should rain, we'll see many more of the insects and reptiles come out. Paramatma in all of them. So what a tolerant position. That's from that sort of point of view, being non-gentle, judgmental and tolerating. But from another point of view, what all the statements of atheistic persons or those who do not appreciate the divinity of Krishna, who's supplying them the air of life with which to voice atheistic sentiments? Krishna. And sometimes they're saying the most terrible things about Krishna. And he's tolerating. And the Kapila instructions to Devahuti, Kapila Dev says, it's describing, you know, what is a sadhu or sadhu-like qualities, the qualities that we should aspire to, because of course we will say, well, we're not sadhus. Yes, but we're aspiring servants of sadhu. We try and follow their lead. We can't dismiss every instruction on the basis, it's too high, it's for the saints, it's like the Grand Inquisitor, the Brothers Karamazov of Dostoevsky, when he's speaking to Jesus. But first, I should say what Kapila says to Devahuti. Titikshava karunika suhridam sarvadehinam ajata shatrava shanta sarva sarubhushana. Sarva sarubhushana. These are the qualities that decorate, that ornament the sadhu. First one, titikshava. Titikshava, korunika, tolerant, merciful, suhrida sarvadehinam, best friend of everyone. Like anyone who interacted with Srila Gurudev feels like he's their best friend. Of course, Janardhan Maharaj will remind me that Gurudev said he is his best friend. But then Yudhamani will say, but Gurudev said he's his, what is it? It's similar to best friend, but like better. And I mean, they both say this with a smile on their face, but the point is Gurudev makes you feel that. Most important friend, best friend, dearest friend, supreme, most dearest friend. And everyone, they feel that. And for them, they don't think, oh, he said this to others. If Gurudev picked up the phone, like, oh, I'm so happy to hear your sweet voice. On the other end of the phone, they went, oh, Gurudev said he's happy to hear my sweet voice. They don't think like, oh, he said this to many, or he said many, you're my best friend, you're my dearest. Then I think like, well, but doesn't Krishna say that? You know, Bhoktaram Yagya Tapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Suhridam Sarvabhutanam, everyone's dear most friend. and you're my dear most friend. He's saying, Arjun, you're my dearest. Uddhava, you're my dearest. But we could say, nacha tasman manusheshu kaschin me priyakritama. Of all the priyas, he also says, most dear to me are those who are giving Krishna conception to others. But even following that thread, we will always, ultimately, inevitably conclude, take us to the lotus feet of Sri Guru and the highest conception of Sri Guru, Srimati Radharani. Kintu Prabhu Ya Priya Evatasya. Prabhu Priya, the one who, of all the dears, the one who's most dear to Krishna. And everyone will agree to that. Everyone, no one has a problem with that. But Tatikshava Karunika, compassionate, Suhridam Sarvadehinam, dear most friend of everyone. Why? Because he's giving them Krishna. And Guru Gauranga, that's the best friend of everybody, not someone who gives something else or gives facility for extending mundane life. Ajata Shatravashanta, and they know no enemy. Like, what is the name of Yudhisthira Maharaj? Ajatra. I forget. Means no enemy. I forget the next word. Have a godbrother with that here. And as I said, we shouldn't dismiss these things as being impossible. We say everything is possible by the grace of Sri Guru. The impossible becomes possible. So the Grand Inquisitor and Brothers Karamazov telling Jesus that besides you and a few of your saint friends, no one can follow these things. It's too, and the inability to follow leads people to feel so much guilt, a paralyzing guilt inside, because they're unable to follow these standards. Saying so, and what was big mistake that you made telling everyone that it's up to them. They have free will. They ultimately decide all these things. But people can't handle it. They can't handle free will. It's too much of a burden. So we have them giving us their free will on a golden plate, and we let them sin a little bit, and they're okay with it. Everybody's happy. He's saying, so I don't see, although you got this, you started this, I don't see how you would fit in the present administration. But that's the argument of the Grand Inquisitor to Jesus Christ, that only you and a few of your saint friends can follow these things. But if we don't accept and become acquainted with what the actual standard is, then how do we know what to try for, at least? So if Gurudev's saying, tolerate that which is intolerable. He has so many examples in his own life of also doing that. So Mahaprabhu, again, this is Shikshastakam. 8 instructions he gives. So we think, well, as one man said to Guru Maharaj, getting all excited about all the prospects of Krishna consciousness, all the good things are said, and in anticipation of that, and eager for that, he said, and how? And he said, well, then you're told this you'll have to follow. Trinadapi sunichena tororapi sahishnuna amani na manadena kirtaniya sadahri. And the man said, no, that is impossible. Yes, as we are at present, impossible. So therefore, Guru Maharaj, die to live. You'll have to sacrifice some aspect of yourself to show that type of toleration. Krishna praising the trees in Vrindavan as he and Balaram, arm in arm, they're with their cowherd boyfriend going through the forest of Vrindavan. You think, oh, look, these trees. It says, speaks as if they're all worshiping Balaram. They're bending over, offering you their fruits, their dandavats, and they're all in love with you, and they're such magnanimous souls because they live for others. There's also that concept. Why to tolerate Gurudev? Because Guru Maharaj tolerated so much for me, therefore I must tolerate so much of others. For others, the sake of others. As another perspective, Krishna's saying, these trees, they live for the benefit of others. They're providing shade and fruit, and we hear in explanations of Mahaprabhu's Shikshastakam instruction that maybe it's a hot day when a man is chopping down a tree, the tree is providing shade while being cut. That type of toleration. You're being attacked and providing shelter at the same time, not withdrawing shelter because you're being attacked. And we say, well, this Vaishnavism, they expect you to, you know, this is beyond what a man can do. Yes, it's divine. It's a divine movement that's meant to elevate one to a higher position. Only possible by the grace of superiors and the willingness to die to live. Guru Maharaj said that that's the meaning of yajna. The sacrifice, while something real and substantial, Agni and Sahadevi, still, he's saying, is symbolic in another sense of offering ourselves into the fire of self-sacrifice. And what was the original idea? When they had these different types of sacrifices, what's offered and comes out with new life in a higher position. So Mahaprabhu, if we can understand, even from this perspective, it's mentioned in the beginning of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, you know, what's described as Brahman, he's that. Paramatma, he's that. So think of it another way. Do we think Mahaprabhu is giving some sort of instruction that's not relevant? Somehow, despite being omniscient and in his localized aspect, being in the heart of every living being, ourselves included, knowing more about our thoughts, our lives, our many, many lives, than we ourselves know, although we think we know ourselves very well. As Krishna tells Arjuna, Bahuni me vyatitani janmani tavacha Arjuna. Arjuna, you and I, we both have many different incarnations. I remember all of mine, you don't. Not only that, I remember all of yours. So that person whose localized aspect is the Paramatma, so we think, somehow, and these gave instructions that are too high for anybody to actually follow. Didn't understand what would actually be more appropriate to tell people. Right? Somehow this Shikshastakam and just maybe got overwhelmed. Started speaking all sorts of things that are just not practical for anyone to follow, including devotees. Aspiring devotees. That's impossible. And that's the conclusion of that, the sort of misconception or thinking. Rather, we should think, no, he understands perfectly what we need to hear, where we need to direct our focus. And as I saw Srila Gurudev sitting beneath this sloka, Trinadapi Sunichena, Tororapi, Kaviraj Goswami says, wear, garland yourself, you know, wear it like a garland. And I asked Gurudev once, because he is saying this once a day, few times a day, every day. I said, when did you, it's kind of a simple question, I just said, when did you realize this, the way you're putting so much emphasis on it? And he said, oh, Maharaj, nothing else works. He said, out of desperation, having tried everything, exhausting all other possibilities, I came to the conclusion that this is actually effective. It's effective personally and collectively for those in the position of giving direction to others. As Guru Maharaj once parsed amanina manadena by saying, if you're willing to give position to others, your position will be enhanced. And if you want to keep position from others, you go down. And he's saying these three things, one of them with going in two directions, he said, Kirtaniya Sadahari means, you know, the Krishna consciousness movement. You'll be able to go on with the Krishna consciousness movement if you employ these principles. You see, in the pastimes of Mahaprabhu, how humble are his devotees and tolerant, that Kolavecha Sridhar. You know, take one banana tree has enough money to get like one felled banana tree. And then take that banana tree and cut it in different ways to make those banana cups and things. And he somehow, and with that money he gets from the sale, which is a very small amount, 50% of that is for Ganga Puja. And the other 50% somehow living on that. And Nimai Pandit is coming and saying, oh, such nice cups you have. How much are those? And he said, all right, here's the price. And this is someone who's known to never cheat anyone a pice, a pie. Tells Mahaprabhu the price. Mahaprabhu saying, well, you know, they're selling these cheaper elsewhere. He's saying, then buy from them. No, but I want to buy from you. If you would give the right price, then I would buy from you. He said, but I'm charging the least. But others are selling for less. Go to them. No, from you. Then Mahaprabhu start, and they're going like this. Nimai Pandit is pulling, he's pulling back. But it mentioned, so he's taking his livelihood from him, actually. His means of sustenance. And it's mentioned, perhaps by Saraswati Thakur in Chaitanya Bhagavad, that no anger on either side. This play is going back and forth, tug of war between the Lord and his devotee. And at last, of course, Kolavecha Sridhar will concede to Mahaprabhu. But then when the time came, we know Mahaprabhu is descended for Bhakta Bhav, to experience Bhakta Bhav, the heart of a devotee, devotion, culminating in Radha Bhav. But that's why this pastime, one pastime in particular, is a little extraordinary. Not a little, but Mahaprakash. It's 21 hours where he's all the incarnations. 21 hours of nonstop divinity. It's not really why he came. I mean, in one sense, it's interesting. This is like a side, a footnote or sidebar. 21 hours of full divine manifestation, where he goes, sits on the Singhasan of Vishnu, of the deity, and he's there and offering benedictions to all the devotees. And when he asks Kolavecha Sridhar something, he first of all says, I can't properly glorify you, as repeatedly devotees say. He's saying, only you can really make proper prayers or praise. And so Nimai Pandit has Shuddha Saraswati descend upon his tongue. It's a very beautiful thing, as if he's saying, like, telling her. And then so many prayers from the tongue of Kolavecha Sridhar. And he's one of the praises he says that in innumerable universes, innumerable, divinely realized souls, they're carrying you in their mind and mentality. He said, but you carried the cowherd Sridham on your shoulders. That I find peculiarly charming. And those Vrindavan pastimes. It struck me there and the pastimes of Vishnu. He's riding on the shoulders of Garuda. And it's a very wonderful thing. I mean, we worship that. And you always see Garuda flying and Vishnu and sometimes Krishna, Dwarka Krishna. But in Krishna Leela, a reversal takes place on account of more intimate affection. And what is the reversal? Is the the devotee is riding on the shoulders of the Lord. You say, well, what's the difference between... There's the difference right there. Both are worshipable. One, on the shoulders of Garuda, Vishnu or Krishna riding there. And beautiful vision. And how the devotee feels. But Kolavecha Sridhar saying, but Sridham on your shoulders, and you're like flying, going around, and Sridham is on your shoulders, and you seem to be so happy. Where the infinite comes under the control of the finite. We say, well, Krishna's on the chariot of Arjuna, that's also a wonderful thing. But Sridham on the shoulders of Krishna is, from one point of view, unthinkable. But that's why we're told Vrindavan is the domain, the exclusive domain of the highest section of liberated souls. And this is noteworthy. So he's appreciating that. That's part of the praise that he's giving. So in Mahaprabhu saying, this is the Mahaprakash. I give you whatever, take something. No one's going away today empty-handed. Ask for something. He said, no, I have it. No, you must ask for something. And what does he say? That person who comes and steals from me, who's robbing me That's my little plantain stand. That he will be my Lord life after life after life. That I want. And that I will have devotion to him and to his holy name, that I'll be able to vibrate his holy name. That's my request. And of course, all the devotees are very happy to hear that. There another question?
Yes. From Madhu Krishna Prabhu. Taking in account our qualification, how can we honor the Vaishnavas in a befitting manner according to the Upadeshamrita?
Well, is that the natural position of as a devotee is to feel themselves unqualified. Even the highest devotees express those things. I just mentioned Kolavecha Sridhar. He's saying, I have no qualifications to glorify you. Nimai Pandit commands Saraswati to appear on his tongue. Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami speak, they're unqualified. All the superior devotees, the substantial devotees, speak of themselves as being unqualified and in want. They never reference their adhikar. That mentioned Upadeshamrita means Rupa Goswami and elsewhere. This type of analysis is given independently. Rupa Goswami is the expert. So a devotee, Guru Maharaj says also, anartha nivritti. We go saru sangha, bhajana kriya, anartha nivritti, nishta, ruchi, ashakti, bhav, etc. So Srila Guru Maharaj said, a Vaishnava will never think that they have achieved anartha nivritti, that they are free of unwanted things, undesirable things, impurities, or misconception. So that's for our, we think of ourselves in that way. But what Guru Maharaj says, Rupa Goswami is referring to how we will view others. And taking it, this is all predicated upon having substantial connections, being initiated by substantial Vaishnavas. So, saying, because Guru Maharaj is quoting Bhaktivinoda Thakur's interpretation of it, saying, if someone is like in a sahajya line, these things do not apply to them, other than back to the Trinadapi, Juni, the general respect. But he's saying within the community of devotees with recognized spiritual connections, saying how to interact with them. So he's saying mentally, if someone has the least connection, like we say sometimes a new person is coming, they're very favorable to Krishna, we're respecting them mentally on the basis that they're now expressing some appreciation for the holy name of Krishna, the acharyas, the devotees, Krishna conception in general. We start revering them, at least we're acknowledging something there. If they become initiated, then we show some formal respect. We're bowing to our God brothers and God sisters because they have a substantial connection with our guru. So he's saying they're not just some mental, and again, this is predicated upon, you know, circumstances permitting, right? We're talking here in theory, so circumstances permitting. Then we show some, not just mental, but formal, like bowing down, giving dandavats to one another. We do that. not just to sannyasi as a guru, to god brothers and god sisters. They bow down to one another in recognition of their connection with the lotus feet of Sri Guru and Krishna, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, etc. And in the highest position, we offer ourselves to them in service. That is the appropriate response to coming in the relativity of a Mahabhagavata, is to offer ourselves in service. Just as we found in the case of Srila Prabhupada, after his disappearance, when myself and others, we came in connection with Srila Guru Maharaj, we could understand that the appropriate response, acknowledging or expressing appreciation, was to offer ourselves to him in service, not to use him for our purpose. Right? We can get so much from him that will be useful for, not like that, but to offer ourselves to him. I remember when I went to him at a very critical time, and there was one meeting, and it was all my head was whirling. And then one answer to one question answered everything. In one sense, there was no need to actually continue further. One answer to one, everything was adjusted. As everything becomes adjusted at the lotus feet of Sri Guru. But anyway, I continued and asking so many more. Some were mine, some were the questions of others. And so at the end of that meeting, you know, I was totally satisfied. And then that evening, you know, preparing to rest, and I thought, the mind will think that everything was too perfect. The mind will attack you and make you think in another way. I mean, the next day came, and again, all these perfect answers to these questions. And at the end of which, Guru Maharaj, he turned to me and said, "Are you satisfied?" You know, and I was like, overwhelmingly satisfied. And in my mind, I was saying something that I thought I should not say out loud. In my mind, I was saying, "I want to offer myself in service to your holy lotus feet." That's what I really thought. But I thought, if I say that, this is expressing too much too soon. But then around a year went by and I found myself again at his lotus feet in a critical time and made this offer. And particularly with emphasis on hearing from Guru Maharaj and publishing that or... And he said in a little light way, he said, like, as your lifelong engagement. And then, yes, that's the proposal. And then he told me, as he said, I wanted to collect the maximum from my Guru Maharaj, meaning Srila Saraswati Thakur. And then he said, and I did. He said, but my tendency for distribution was not so great. He said, but in your case, what you should do is collect from me and then go and distribute that and come out, collect from me and then distribute that. So, about offering yourself in service. When you come, and not only myself, but many others who came, they didn't merely want Guru Maharaj to give them a sannyas name, a proper sannyas name according to Saraswati Thakur's system or some such thing. They offered themselves in service to the lotus feet of Srila Guru Maharaj. That's what we're out for. That's what we're seeking. That personality whom we should serve utterly, offer ourselves to. That's how we thrive in spiritual life. When it comes to Adhikar, it is the healthiest to think of ourselves that we're not even on the radar. Yeah. We're aspiring for the lowest position. If at the end of this life we're given entrance into the least position, we'll consider ourselves very fortunate. Another question?
Yes, from our Chinese Yatra.
Uh-huh.
We know that an ignorant person cannot observe his ignorance. But if a practitioner says that he is in ignorance, then how can it be?
A petitioner?
Practitioner.
Oh, practitioner. No, we would say that, a foolish person, and here we're making a little bit of a distinction, a foolish person cannot recognize their ignorance. And this is not even in the spiritual, sort, in the material world. Educated people realize that, the highest example, Newton. Everyone's praising that he knows everything, taking it to the other extreme. And he's saying, no, I'm, like a child on the shore of the ocean of truth, collecting something. So it's an expression of humility. So here, a devotee is... they're assessing themselves and they're aware of their limitations. That's what they mean. It's that type of ignorance. We're dealing with the infinite. There's always something yet to be known. So... they are wise to acknowledge their ignorance or their deficiencies, what they're lacking. This, the one who can express that, that shows they have something. Those who are totally unaware and overwhelmed by their own sense of importance or knowledge or understanding, they're truly ignorant. So sometimes Guru Maharaj will say that as ignorance is undesirable, out and out ignorance, so gyan, knowledge, it's another type of undesirable thing. Because it leads someone to think that they know everything. So Brahma is Jnane Priyasamudapasana Manta Eva. Stop trying to measure the infinite by your finite capacity. Janantu Eva Janantu Kim Bahukya Name Prabhu. Saying others may say they know something about Krishna. He said, as far as I'm concerned, I don't have much to say on this subject. course, that comes in the Brahma Stuti, these prayers that are extraordinary and contain like full Gaudiya Siddhanta. Around 30 prayers in, he's saying, I don't have much, but he just said quite a bit, actually. But it means in a particular context that, like Kolavecha Sridhar saying, I don't know, I'm incapable, and then making the most beautiful prayers. Murari Gupta, similar thing, then making the most beautiful prayers. Anantadev, praising Krishna. So, when I had to spend, you know, my 15 minutes with Srila Prabhupada, he's asking me the service I was doing in the New York Temple at the time. One asked, besides working at ISKCON Press, one was preaching to the Indian community with another devotee. And I told Prabhupada that, I said, because he was interested in that. And I said, but sometimes, you know, we're preaching to them. I'm saying it's a little difficult. Because there's one thing, the people like to hear everything. That there's that nice, the sweet type group. Anything you say, they're appreciating that. And then there's this other one I mentioned where they say, like, don't want you to say, and they say, oh, I know what is Krishna. And Prabhupada just kind of, and he said, that is their disease. I think, I know Krishna. That is their disease, to think that they know Krishna. Guru Maharaj would say, yet I have to know. Finite is approaching the infinite. Krishna himself, who's the supreme omniscient, says, I can't estimate how much love Srimati Radharani has for me. It's beyond what I can conceive. Who can conceive everything? Saying, this has captured my curiosity. So, in answer to that, yes, the actually ignorant, they're unaware of that. The wise, we can say, are aware of their ignorance and acknowledge that. Nayam atma pravachanena labhyo namedaya na bahuna srutena. You won't get this by, you know, mental or intellectual prowess, scholarship, deep intelligence, but he revealed Toshaisha Atma Vivrinute Tena Labhyas. No. Toshaisha Atma Vivrinute Tanum Swam. He reveals himself to whom he chooses, through whom he chooses. Therein lies our prospect. Say, oh, then it's dependent upon him. Exactly. That's the proper position to be in. Grace, dependent. And the modern world with secular sloganeering that sounds like weakness. There's this cult of self-promotion, with nothing substantial to it. Like Newton, the more one knows, the more they recognize remains to be known. That indicates some knowing or some wisdom, some humility. Anything else?
Yes. How to live inner life?
Inner life?
Yes. And stay concentrated.
we always refer to practice, right? Devotional practice. Gurudeva, we always say, and you're practicing life. Sometimes they think that was humorous because there's like, you know, you don't, I mean, he means, and you're, and the life of practices, but he'd say, you're practicing life. So, we're trying. So every day we're hearing something. And what we hear, if we're attentive and faithful, sometimes something comes to us and it holds our attention for some time. And then it cannot remain. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says in one of his songs, what is it? Vikchakshana Korite. I forget. But he says that, like lightning, like we know in darkness, when there's lightning, momentarily everything becomes illumined and you can see far and wide. And then it goes back to the way it was. He's saying, he's giving a comparison that being enlightened in Krishna conception is comparable to that. And he's saying, and if you try and force it to stay, then Krishna withdraws. He's free. Right? So we're trying, but we shouldn't try to force. So we try to be regulated in our practices, to hear something every day for a certain amount of time, to take the name for a certain amount of time in an attentive way, and to build from there. And also by keeping good association keeps us more focused. We cannot artificially sustain Guru Maharaj like to quote Swami Maharaj's response to the devotees who overheard their conversation. It was in Bengali. And then he said, what were you talking about? The devotee asked Prabhupada about his conversation, what he and Srila Sridhar Maharaj were talking about. And Swami Maharaj said, he has very high realizations of Krishna. To hear them, you would faint. And Guru Maharaj said, he would quote this many times, but saying, when he reaches this point, saying, as Swami Maharaj says, you will faint there. You won't be able to maintain your consciousness. So, as example, if we read something from Chaitanya Charitamritam, and by the grace of Guru and Vaishnava, some little appreciation comes out, we think, oh, we want to extend that. Or maybe I'll read that again and have the same feeling. Maybe not. Then it would be something you could do at will. It would be a step and repeat process. Oh, now I will read this pastime and be enlivened for an extended period of time. That's not right. It comes in a particular way according to the necessity of service. And, you know, Shraddhanvato Anushrinaya Dattavarna Yedyak. If all this is there, then hearing with faithfulness, something may come, Krishna may reveal something. And we should be happy with that. And if that leaves us hankering for more, that's a good thing. But not to force. We cannot sustain that position. Yes.
Sundar Gopal from Italy.
Oh, John. Sundar Gopal.
Resurrection. He's saying, respectful Dandavats. If someone is having serious health problems, so that he cannot do seva or live in the temple. Mm-hmm. What should he do? Concentrate more on service or take care more of his health?
Well, the Bhagavatam says, Kama Shanendriya Preeti Labo Jiveta Yavata Jivasya Tattva Jigyasa Narto Yascheha Karmavi. In summary, it's saying you need to be healthy to serve, right? Or the necessity for health should be service related. So we try to do both. Always. There's always something you can do. Etavaj janma sapalyam. That's loka. By your body, mind, words, intelligence, your wealth, there's something you can do. Right? Janardhan Maharaj mentions when Srila Prabhupada, in his final days, talking about, you know, being unhealthy, it's in the final days of his life, he's like lying down on a stage in Bombay, like, you know, giving a lecture, answering questions. Jayadvaita Maharaj is holding the microphone for the transcriber in Vrindavan. Prabhupada can barely, you know, keeping alive at that point, and he's translating the Srimad Bhagavatam. We don't expect that you'll translate the Bhagavatam or give, you know, a lecture to 20,000 people. But there's always something that can be done. Otherwise, why live? Prana ache jar se hetu prachar. Pran, life, preaching gives life. Those who've got life preach, and those who preach get life. If you do a little preaching, you'd be surprised how much life you will get. Now, see Siddhanti Maharaj in a very distressed condition in his final days, and Sukhal always preaching to everybody. He was preaching more, you could say, in the end than his unfit condition than before. Because he realized, oh, I'm running out of time. So then he's like preaching all the nonstop, constantly. So, and the world situation is such, and our individual situation may be such that, you know, life is uncertain. That much we know for sure, right? That life is uncertain. So, we want to use the time we have. Something has come to us by the grace of our Guru Varga. And we want to share that with others, whether it's one person, 10 people, 100, 1,000. Then we think, all right, then I'm doing something. Not that it came to me and then it didn't go any further. Our Guru Varga, they made so many sacrifices to deliver this to me, and after it got to me, it didn't go to one other person. That's not good. Right? Then we're not, there's a tacit understanding that what was gifted to us freely should be extended to others. Saying whether it's 1, 10, 100, or Saraswati Thakur said, the walls, you know, can also preach to the walls, can talk out loud Krishna consciousness to the walls, because there jiva's an inanimate state. They'll get some benefit. Holy name bouncing off the walls, talk about Krishna bouncing off. There's always something that can be done. But best thing is to keep the association of devotees, because it's easy to become overwhelmed when we're by ourselves. Maya is very powerful and we're very weak. Bahudbir Milita Tadeva Sankirtanam. So Jiva Goswami, as what is Sankirtan proper? When many come together to promote Krishna consciousness. So it's best to stay in the association of devotees closely, and then we get many different types of service opportunities. But if for some reason that cannot be there, then we can increase our hearing, chanting, reading. Sometimes we're in a situation like that. Once when some devotees were in a very, they went to a country to preach Krishna consciousness, and then there was some political turmoil, upheaval there. And after a while they came back, and when they met with Prabhupada, they were saying, well, because at that point we couldn't preach or distribute Krishna consciousness to others, so we just decided to return. And he said, actually, he said, like a businessman, he said, when there's opportunities for selling, he's selling. He said, but when there's no opportunities to sell, then he's buying, accumulating more goods, that knowing the selling time will come again. He said, so not only that, but you can also take some time to develop. There are times when we need to put more emphasis upon reading and hearing and making sure that what we represent to others is accurate. That should be there as well. That, you know, like in a time of plague, the eagerness to inoculate others, to distribute vaccine, is a good thing. It's wonderful. But what will be all important is the vaccine. Right? That we're giving the vaccine that is appropriate. So there's always something. There's no position from which we cannot serve. When I first joined, we would hear about Chidananda Prabhu. And within a few days of joining, we were on Harinam, we were arrested. So we're in jail, like 25 brahmacharis in jail. And someone, there was like an artist and took like matchhead, and our temple deity was Jagannath. So made like a Jagannath on the wall. And then we're having like arati, we're just going on with the program. Took our laces from our shoes, like knotted them, where everyone's chanting 16 rounds. And but then they were saying, but Chidananda, as he was sick even then, and he'd been in some place where sort of like stripped of all the paraphernalia and things of Krishna consciousness, somehow he still went on. And you ever saw, he had these little deities too. He would show them to devotees sometimes. But he got so much praise from Prabhupada for, in the most trying circumstances, he figured out some way to continue his program of Krishna culture. But Guru Maharaj will say, in the absence of so many service opportunities or association, then hearing, chanting, reading, those things can be increased. But ideally, we want to live in close association with the devotees where there are innumerable service opportunities. Save on Mukhe Hijjavaro Shayameva Spuritada. Hare Krishna.